Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. Yes, Magical Frank and I are going to be talking about, we're going to be talking about this live dead pathogen stuff that's in vaccines. And did you know there's like six different types of vaccines now? How they make them? We're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to be talking about, if we get time, we didn't fit it in last time, the most deadly medications. So we're going to talk about that. And we have a quack report. But before we get all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them all up in prayer. You and I and the Holy Spirit, yep, I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, mine in the time. And I hope you do, too. So today's devotional is from John 2, Luke 23, and Psalms 92. Love Psalms. And it goes like this. When I joined the ranks of humanity, born into the humblest conditions, my glory was hidden from all but a few people. Occasionally, streaks of glory shone out of me, especially when I began to do miracles. Toward the end of my life, I was taunted and tempted to display more of my awesome power, more than my Father's plan permitted. I could have called down legions of angels to rescue me at any point. Imagine the self-control required as a martyr who could free himself at will. All of this was necessary to provide the relationship with me that you now enjoy. So let your life become a praiseful song to me by proclaiming my glorious presence in the world. Well, amen. Good time of year for that. And mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. All righty, first up in the quacker report. I don't think it's going to be a shocker to anybody that listens to this show, but U.S. is leading the industrialized world in infant mortality due to vaccinations. That's right. Out of the top 30 industrialized nations in the world, the United States tops the list when it comes to infant mortality on the first day of life. With so much modern medical technology available, kind of hard to understand, right? Why all of a sudden infant mortality? But really, when it comes clear, they recognize the burden of all this toxicity in the vaccine that, you know, hits a vulnerable baby with a developing immune system. So it, like the hepatitis B vaccine, first thing out of the womb, that's what they give it. And infants on the first day of life are given hepatitis B. And the studies show 700% increase in heart attack for infants that get this vaccine. I also heard they get a lot of cardiovascular events as well as strokes. And if they get a stroke, it typically leads to a shutdown of respiratory, which means sudden infant death syndrome. Yep. All right, last but not least in the quack report, the Ritter family in 2017, they bought a plan through the exchange, the Obamacare Affordable Care Act, and they got a family of four to cover the health plan, and it cost them $26,000 for a family of four. Keeping that same coverage going into 18, they found that the premiums would be $40,000, so it's a 54% increase. And so they had to select a lower priced plan that covers less, and it costs $29,000 in premiums. Affordable Care Act, not so affordable. Now, Sabrina Colette, she's a researcher and a professor at Georgetown University's Health Policy Institute, and she says things kind of started to turn around for the carriers in 2016 and then improved a lot in 2017. So the question becomes, if they did so well, why are they driving up the premium costs? Well, Colette says if you read through the actual report that are filed by health insurers to justify their rate hikes, it all comes down to a common theme of uncertainty in the future of the healthcare law. So she says insurers don't like uncertainties. Yeah, and uncertainties swirling around whether, you know, Affordable Care Act staying or going is causing that rate hike. Well, that's a good excuse. I get as any, I guess. But, you know, Affordable Care Act started in 1976. Frank knows that. And so they're not going to get rid of that thing. So what's the next excuse? And that wraps the quack report.
Look. available.
Yeah, if you listen to Herb Talk, you're going to realize you and everybody listening has the power to make non-emergency healthcare obsolete. Absolutely. Okay, so we're going to be talking about the live, the dead, the radiated pathogens that seem to end up in your vaccines. Aha. So, patients typically have no clue what is in vaccines that the medicine doctors are recommending they get. They have no understanding how the pathogens in the vaccines were created or treated. So the U.S. government has four types of vaccines for the marketplace, and two are currently seeking approval. So the most the public may know about vaccines is that some of the live viruses and some have, dead viruses. People know that. And you'd be surprised what else can be in that syringe and how that can change the risks. So remember, medicine has the public plugged into this herd mentality scenario. And, and a few damaged and dead individuals because of vaccines, well, that's the price science is willing to pay, they say, to protect the masses. But however, is that accurate? Well, we're going to check it out. Here is a quote by the College of Physicians of Philadelphia. They say live attenuated, which means a weakened virus in a vaccine, are theoretically capable of causing illness because they can still replicate and mutate, and that's possible, which can result in what they call a virulent form of the pathogen. So it's real important, they say, to note that attenuated vaccines can cause serious problems, especially in individuals with weakened immune systems, like those who have cancer. They go on to say, however, generally speaking, live attenuated vaccines generate longer lasting immunity than the killed virus versions of vaccines. But they say all vaccines have possible side effects. Oh, they have all sorts of side effects, and they have all sorts of risks. Absolutely. Well, let's just real quickly define artificial infection. I know we're going to go to a break. We may not get through the whole thing. But an artificial infection is just that. It's an infection you would not acquire naturally in nature. So infections, especially viral or bacterial, enter the body through the skin, the respiratory or digestive system. But that's not what happens when you get a vaccine. And I'm going to tell you on the other side of this break what happens. We'll be right back. Proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704 875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
We're talking about artificial infection right before the break. You know, the human immune system is always on guard for any foreign matter or pathogen that's not supposed to be there. Now, once the body encounters a foreign substance, there is this chemical and electrical response that alerts the immune system, gives it more information on the type of invading substance. However, this alert and signaling to the immune system does not occur or doesn't notify the immune system if the foreign matter is forced directly into your bloodstream, like through a vaccine. So foreign substances which naturally end up in the bloodstream are the result of, you know, working its way through the body, and the immune system has had time to size up the enemy and create an antibody. So when disease is injected into the bloodstream, the immune system thinks that is supposed to be there, and the immune system is not engaged and makes no antibodies. That was explained to me by the late, great virologist, Dr. Anthony Morris, who used to be the chief virologist for the FDA. Had a wonderful conversation with him back in the 1990s. Beautiful guy. He actually exposed the swine flu pandemic as a hoax and got fired. So he was trying to save lives, and I'm sure he did. All right, let me give you another quote by the College of Physicians of Philadelphia. They say, if a disease progresses very rapidly, like in a vaccine, the immune system's memory response may not be able to respond quickly enough to prevent infection. So natural immunity is longer lasting than the immunity gained from a vaccination. So measles infection, they say, causes encephalitis, which is inflammation of the brain, and the MMR contains a weakened live measles virus, end of quote. What does that tell you? All right, well, let's look at the types of vaccines, because the types of vaccines patients should know about are not necessarily which disease is in the vial, but how the disease is processed. So here are the types of vaccines people are exposed to. First, you got the live virus vaccine. You probably heard about that. And people are told that the virus is a weakened version. It's called attenuated. And this means the disease is living, but through a chemical process, the scientists say they weaken it and change the microbes within the pathogen. So the theory is, and this is a theory, that the serum that they make supposedly will educate your immune system to produce an antibody protection against that pathogen. Now, remember, they've altered it, so it's not what you would have encountered naturally. So if the microbe has been changed with a chemical process, the immune response can be anything but normal. So these chemically treated pathogens have this high risk of mutating. So there is this risk that the live micro of the disease will become more virulent or dangerous than it would have been found in nature, and it can cause severe diseases. So why would science want to manipulate the microbe? Well, they say it helps them select the genes within the pathogen and, get this, control the characteristics of the disease. Aha, makes you wonder, what kind of outcome do they want to create? Well, these types of vaccines are more difficult to create, and the more genes and pathogens they have to deal with gets kind of complicated. So science is implementing the DNA CRISPR technology so they can edit out genes they don't want. Right now they're working on a vaccine like that for the cholera virus, so the cholera vaccine. So scientists understand that not everyone will survive a live virus vaccine. They understand that completely. So typically people who have weak or if they're ill, they really shouldn't get these types of vaccines. I wouldn't let anybody healthy get them either, but I'm just reporting what I find. So any live virus vaccine that is not stored properly or has expired is extremely dangerous because they need to refrigerate live virus vaccines. So the common vaccines that have the live virus that you typically have in effect these days are the mumps, the measles, the chickenpox, and of course the up-and-coming cholera virus. And they change it chemically. We were talking about how they change it chemically. They use formaldehyde and sometimes radiation to change these vaccines. So let's look at an inactive vaccine. Now, science kills the pathogen with heavy chemicals, more formaldehyde, a lot of heat and radiation. That's how you get a killed version of the pathogen. And it's kind of interesting to note that these vaccines with these dead pathogens could contain radioactive elements. They use radiation as a stabilizer, they say, so they can avoid having to refrigerate the vaccine. So dead pathogens, we're told, cannot mutate. They can't create disease in a human host. So science does admit that dead pathogen vaccines do not offer as much protection. Therefore, booster shots are ordered. So the vaccines with the dead pathogens are your hepatitis B, your influenza, some of the strains of the influenza vaccines, the HIV meningitis B strain, pertussis, the whooping cough one, pneumonia vaccines, HPV, the papillomavirus ones, and meningitis C strain. These are your dead versions of the pathogen. But then here comes some other versions of vaccines you may not have heard about. Like, what is a subunit vaccine? Anybody got to take a guess? Frank, do you know what a subunit vaccine is? All right, well, these vaccines do not contain the entire microbe of the pathogen, but only the antigens to stimulate, they say, your immune system. So some types of subunit vaccines will contain specific protein parts of the antigen or the disease, and they say it helps produce more killer T cells in your immune system response, and they call these parts of the antigen that they're using epitopes. So subunit vaccines do not contain all the molecules of the disease itself. So why make such a vaccine if it's different than what you would have encountered in nature? Well, science says it reduces the likelihood of adverse reactions, and they can mass produce these types of vaccines in like a day or so. So subunit vaccines contain 20% more antigens, and science admits it's an educated guess which antigens to use, so they're kind of guessing on that. Vaccines that are a subunit are your pertussis whooping cough, your diphtheria, tetanus, and your hepatitis B and C. Oh, yay. All right, well, I'm not done. There's the toxoid vaccines. What the heck is that? Well, these are vaccines with bacteria that tend to secrete toxins or harmful chemicals. And they tend to use these vaccines to combat other bacterial infections, kind of fire versus, you know, treat fire with fire kind of thing. So the vaccines are also containing a solution of formaldehyde that are suspended in sterilized water. And this is supposed to make the infection inactive. Okay, so examples of your toxoid vaccines would be your tetanus and your diphtheria. Then there's the conjugate vaccines. Now, these are bacterial vaccines that have the bacteria has this outer shell that's made of a sugar molecule. So these conjugate vaccines contain what is called polysaccharides that disguise themselves as the bacteria to also signal the immune system to attack the bacteria. So it's kind of a tag you're it kind of thing. And this is considered a subunit vaccine as well. And they use this for infants and young children. So your meningitis vaccine that they give babies is a conjugate subunit vaccine. Then there's the new DNA vaccines. Now, the vaccines are created to specifically attack genes. So a specific microbe. So these are considered experimental tailored type of vaccines. And these are the up-and-coming types of drugs that they're coming with that are made specifically for patients, individual patients. So these vaccines influence the host, that would be you, to become what is called a vaccine-making factory. So it makes your body make the supposedly antidote to the infection. So these vaccines, what they use are whole organisms or copies of the genes and supposedly invoke a strong response from your immune system, but they haven't been approved yet by the FDA for overall use. So DNA vaccines have also been called naked DNA vaccines, and they're experimental for influenza, herpes vaccines, which are now being developed. Well, and then there's the recombinant vector vaccines, and this is the last one. They're similar to the DNA vaccines, but they use a weakened pathogen that gets introduced to the DNA of the cells of the host, and they call these vector because it refers to the pathogen, either the virus or bacteria, as a carrier. So scientists take genetic material from microbes, inject them into the DNA of the cells to have them carry the pathogens throughout, trying to mimic how the body becomes naturally infected and then immune to the disease. So they infect you first, you know. And these are also experimental. So they're working on the HIV and rabies and measles vaccine to be a recombinant vector vaccine, you know, coming to a doctor's office near you. Well, you know, I just described a pretty big wrecking ball, basically. So what you're seeing really is multiple ways that they've, you know, kind of created to destroy your natural immune system. So I am not the only one that feels that way, though. Medical doctors, virologists, chemists, naturopaths, and other health professionals are doing a lot of their own research, and they've uncovered the information that is missing from official public reports, you know, that usually the media reads to you. All right, well, you know, I'm coming up to a break, so when we come back, I'm going to hit you right between the beady eyes with what scientists and doctors have discovered, some truth about the vaccines. We'll be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. We're talking about these different vaccines that are just, you know, just, man, just a lot of them in the works. And so here's what I uncovered. One of my favorite people to, you know, tap opinion on is Dr. Joseph Mercola. He's a big proponent of nutrition. He's an MD. And he says this, vaccines contain live or killed lab-altered microorganisms and also contain carcinogens, heavy metals, and mutated proteins. A Swedish study found that vaccines produce approximately a 400% risk in narcolepsy and other neurological disorders. He goes on to say, once people take the time to investigate the information already at our disposal in the form of medical studies and disease statistics, it is quite clear that a pattern is evident and could be surmised by stating vaccines generally reduce health and worsen health outcomes. He says, of the children who had contracted chickenpox in an outbreak in Maryland in 2001, 75% of the affected children had been vaccinated against the disease. Similar U.S. experience in 2006 with the outbreak of mumps, where 77% of those affected had been vaccinated against the disease. He says the use of the vaccine Prevnar in 2007, used to prevent pneumonia, meningitis, and other deadly bloodstream infections in children, caused a contagious bacterial superbug resistant to all known antibacterial medications. He says a study in 2003 linked the use of six different vaccines, the HIV, the hepatitis B, pertussis, MMR, and tuberculosis, to cause type 1 diabetes. He says narcolepsy is now confirmed as a side effect in the Panoramix H1N1 bird flu strains of influenza vaccines by 900%. The research was confirmed by these countries, Sweden, Finland, Germany, France, and Norway. And also Dr. Mercola finally says, these and additional reports show just how little science knows about the interaction between vaccines and the human or animal immune system. Yeah, because animals now have all these same kind of diseases us humans have, you know. It's terrible. Sick pets we have. Oh, I know. What was it, Dr. Gordon, I think, natural vet, she says, her research says vaccines for pets shorten their life by 5 years. Yeah, causes a lot of cancer. I know that, Bordetello vaccine. One veterinarian virologist says it'll give your pet lymphoma. All right, so you may not have heard about this. According to Dr. Mercola, though, in 2010 there was this recall on a vaccine called Fluvax, and it was due to a lot of abnormal side effects. The number was outrageously high, especially in Australia, where they had a lot of high fevers and seizures. So Korea also reported abnormal side effects when they got the swine flu vaccine, and it included a lot of fevers, headaches, and allergic reactions, and produced 10 deaths. Now, Dr. Mercola also is reporting that there is an official link between your bird flu vaccines, that's your flu shots, and abnormally high incidences of miscarriages and stillbirths when they give it to pregnant women. All right, so we've got kind of like an invasion here. I don't know what else to call it from science. So what you have with all these vaccines, science is really trying to invade the human host with a lot of infectious disease, telling people it's going to be safe and protect them. But people don't stop to think that the natural immune system is designed to protect them, does a good job at it. Artificial infections like vaccines really disrupt, confuse, suppress, and cause an imbalance within your immune system. So this creates opportunities for serious disease to develop. Now, here is a quote from Dr. Mercola. He says, make no mistake, injecting organisms into your body to provoke immunity is contrary to nature, and vaccination carries enormous potential to do serious damage to your health. Absolutely. It's against what the Creator set up and established. You know, God set limits. You just can't, you know, create that away, like you're going to undo God's copyright. It's just not going to work. Well, let's look at some of the ingredients, because patients don't read the the ingredient label on their vaccine. Yeah, if you go to the grocery store, though, you tend to read the ingredient labels on the food you're going to eat and put in your body. Good practice. Maybe it's a good practice to start reading the ingredients on the medical treatments, too, your drugs and vaccines and so on. So here is a partial list of some of the ingredients you'll find in vaccines. You'll find 25 mcgs of mercury, also called thimerosal. It is a neurotoxin. Also, ethylene glycol antifreeze, formaldehyde, known as a carcinogen, neomycin and streptomycin antibiotics, as well as aluminum, another neurotoxin, trioxin X100, which is a detergent, and monosodium glutamate, your MSG, a preservative, but it does cause a lot of reactions, allergic reactions in people. Phenol carbolinic acid, which causes a lot of cell death and inflammation. That's why you get a lot of irritation at the injection site. And also polysorbate 80 is a preservative. It causes severe allergic reactions. And also spermicide is in some vaccines, and really nobody knows why that's there. So think about this list. The next time your doctor tells you your infants, your toddlers, your young children need these toxins repeatedly injected into their small bodies, I would encourage everyone to download off the internet the Physician's Warranty of Vaccine Safety. It's a form. Have it with you when you're required to get a vaccine, even if you don't have kids. If you're required to have a vaccine of any kind, have that with you. It may very well be the document that saves lives. So an argument that I hear a lot of times from healthcare professionals is that they're scared to death to get the flu vaccine. And you probably say, well, why is that? They give it to people. Well, they have witnessed a lot of people becoming seriously ill and even injured by the flu vaccines. So the diseases vaccines were created to protect us against were on the decline before vaccines were created, actually. So the decline has been really attributed to, you know, your childhood, you know, infectious diseases. So we got better sanitation, we got better hygiene, better refrigeration. We had vegetables, more nutrition year round. So this is why you saw a decline in a lot of those infectious childhood diseases that everybody gets still immunized against. So one health professional put it this way. This is by Dr. Kurt Perkins. He says, if the ingredients in vaccines were on a dinner plate and you would not eat them, why would you inject them into your body? Well, good question. Well, Dr. Perkins also asks a very important question. He says, no health authority can name any day in history when anyone got all three infections of regular measles, mumps, and rubella all on the same day. So why give all these diseases in one vaccine? Another good question. Well, Dr. Perkins feels that the research points to the creation of vaccines in order for more childhood diseases like cancer, diabetes, autism, in order to enrich the business of medicine. I know, that's such a controversial thought, isn't it? People don't want to go there. Well, vaccines ensure that, get this, statistically, a quarter of all children vaccinated will develop chronic illness, and any nation that adapts our version of healthcare sees similar results. That should tell you something. Now, Dr. Perkins also reveals that the initial safety test of your childhood vaccines, which, you know, haven't been redone, you know, they tested it once, say, bam, done, stamped, go on to the next thing. So the original safety test of childhood vaccines were conducted and called the mouse weight gain test. Have you heard about this? In other words, what the scientists did is they injected the vaccine serum into the stomachs of mice, and if they didn't lose weight and die, they concluded the vaccine was safe. Oh, yeah. You know, probably 6 months later, the mouse has got cancer and dies from that, but they didn't check that. They didn't check that. So, well, here's another question. If chiropractors and naturopaths, virologists, general practitioners, chemists, and you and I can uncover all this scientific data on how detrimental vaccines are, why doesn't your doctor research this and stand up and protect his or her patients from the harm of these vaccines? Well, the answer is time. It's all about money. That's it. And, you know, I asked Dr. Morris that back in 1995 when I talked to him. He says there's $1 billion worth of money to answer that question. And I was trying to wrap my brain around that back then. But money answereth all things. That's what God says, and God can't lie. So if you can't, you know, come to any kind of, you know, consensus about, you know, doctors, science wouldn't do this. Well, yes, they would. Yes, they would. Well, a lot of doctors now probably are ill-informed. Let's put it that way. They're just doing what they were taught in school. They actually didn't get a whole lot of information about vaccines in school. All they got was the schedule and when to give them. So a lot of them even don't know what's in the vaccine. So they should, because, you know, that's failure to do your job in a private capacity, doc. Well, I guess the good news is you have power. We all have power right now. And more people are more concerned about vaccines than ever before in history. So pharmaceutical companies know this. That's why they're pouring billions of dollars into lobbyists to use Congress and your state legislators to mandate more vaccines for children and adults. They want that adult vaccine schedule to come up. So if you don't stand up now and say no, future generations are going to have lower IQs, poor, if any, immune system function, and more chronic disease than any healthcare system can afford, even if everyone paid 100% of their income to Obamacare. Children today and those of the future depend on adults to protect them. And you have that power now. It's time we all exercise it. Take that power back. Take it back. We got to. But you know what? I also, in the meantime, while we're trying to find, you know, the wherewithal to stand up against this big mechanism called healthcare, there is a way to reverse vaccines. And it's kind of like the backup plan, you know. Parents, medical professionals, average people, you know, want to know this. So when we come back for the break, we're going to talk about it. Be right back. Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk. And we're talking about these vaccines, and we're about to wrap this up and get to our other topic about most deadly drugs. But before we do that, I did say I was going to show you how my backup plan to reverse a vaccine, because this is how I do it, because it's best to utilize these steps as soon as possible after you get a vaccination. Well, I think it's better not to get a vaccine, but I understand there are circumstances where these steps may be necessary. So I use two herb formulas to draw the vaccine back out, similar to drawing out venom. So, and if some of the venom kind of skips by, then I use a short burst of the blood cleanse formula to protect the blood from transporting the disease throughout the body and into all the cells. So the two products that I use are the skin poultice and the blood cleanse formula. These are both available at Apothecary Herbs up on their website, thepowerherbs.com. It's also items that we also include in the in this pandemic kit, you know, in case vaccines would be forced on people during a pandemic. So it's there. So this process works on the vaccine as if it was a poisonous snake bite or spider bite, which you could use this product for as well. And we have. It works really great. So if you're interested in learning more about that or getting a free product catalog from the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they got their new 2018 catalog. It's in stock. It's up on the website, too, if you want to download it. The number to call is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs because they're professional strength versions. So this is what a practitioner would be getting, but you can get it too. Thepowerherbs.com. Check it out there. And they do have free shipping on orders of $50 or more this week through the 15th of December. So if you want to get free U.S. ground ship, do go to thepowerherbs.com or call and ask about getting the free shipping. So there you go. All right. So we got a little bit of time left. And so let's just talk real quick about medications, the drugs. A lot of people say, how do I determine if a pharmaceutical drug on the market is deadly? Is it because it creates a side effect? Is it because it creates addiction? Is it because it increases the risk of premature death? Actually, all drugs offer these risks in various degrees. And you may think that you're not addicted to your heart or your diabetic medicine, but your metabolism is, and therefore sudden withdrawal could be life-threatening. So if we consider these realities, we find basically the pharmaceutical companies had to buy politicians to legislate laws to protect them from this culpable act of actually poisoning people. I said it. Yes, I did. My opinion. All right. So let's fill in a little bit on some prescription fill-in drugs, for instance, that are supposed to, let's say, be temporary for use. Give you an example. A lot of times they'll give patients a high if they're addicted to something else, and they'll use a fill-in drug to kind of simulate the high but help with the withdrawal. So Klonopin is one of those drugs. They'll give it to a lot of rehab patients that suffer from seizures, but they also give it to people that, you know, have substance abuse problems. So here is a Stevie Nicks, the singer. Back in 86, she went to rehab for a drug addiction, and they put her on the Klonopin. She says, Klonopin is a horrible drug. I was in rehab 45 days to detox, and the drug made me feel like a zombie. And I got so bad, I felt like my brain was on fire, and someone opened a door and pushed me into hell. Yeah, Klonopin attempts to fill that euphoria gap for drug abusers or alcoholics, and it initially does. But then the patients end up feeling horror, anxiety, mental paralysis, if you will. One patient described it as if he had stuck his tongue into an electric socket. So other than seizures, which basically Klonopin was manufactured for seizure patients, they have this temporary fill-in prescription. They'll use the drug for insomnia, anxiety, depression, panic attacks, weight control, boredom, and frustration. But then, you know, you could get addicted to it, or you could have brain damage. Which one comes first? I don't know. But a lot of famous people, Margot Hemingway, she overdosed on Klonopin. They use it routinely in a lot of VA hospitals. U.S. government programs on substance abuse, mental health services, actually do a lot of benzodiazepine prescription drugs, and they're pretty much the number one reason for emergency room admissions. So not a good thing. Here is a quote from a neurosurgeon by the name of Dr. Frank Vertosik, and he says, "The human brain has a trillion nerve cells storing electrical patterns more numerous than found in water molecules of the world's ocean." So if Klonopin is given to a patient with epileptic seizures, it's likely to bring the symptoms under control. Given to a person for a completely different problem, like sleep or an eating disorder, it might actually cause epileptic seizure, end of quote. And that typically happens for alcoholics in rehab. They'll give them the Klonopin, and then they get seizures. And so one of the things that Klonopin addicts say happens to them is that they have to go through withdrawal, very dangerous to go through withdrawal. They'll have elevated heart rate, insomnia, nightmares, hallucinations, anxiety and panic attacks, weight loss, muscle spasm, cramps, and seizures. Not a fun time. Not a fun time at all. So it is important that we make sure that we do our homework on everything that is recommended to us out there, because we sure as heck don't want to get into a situation where we're on drugs that cause us to be confused, sleepy, impair our memory, maybe even create drug-induced amnesia. And people fall down a lot of times when they take a lot of these medications because their coordination's not there and they get hurt. Other benzodiazepine drugs that are very dangerous are Xanax and Ativan. They can cause a lot of psychiatric disorders in patients. Even risk of suicide and homicide go up when you're on these types of drugs. So, I mean, when we think of this stuff, and of course, science has already shown, statistics have already shown that it's the drugs creating this problem. And they're still on the market. Oh, they may slap a little black box warning on it, but it's still there. I mean, it's just criminal. And they do the same thing with the medications for bone loss. And I know I've heard from cardiologists. I used to work in healthcare, and cardiologists would tell you, heart medicines create congestive heart failure long term. And but they just didn't have any other tools to give anybody. They didn't know about nutrition. They didn't know about herbs. But, fortunately, those who want to seek out that information can. And so I encourage you all to do that because it's very empowering, because you can make non-emergency healthcare obsolete when you do that. You can only need, catastrophic care, health insurance at that point, because you don't need the other stuff, because you're going to be strengthening the system with diet and medicinal herbs and things like that. So, if you want to detox the system, let's say you've been on drugs for a while and you got a lot of accumulative effect from a lot of this toxicity, cleanse the system. Once you get the toxins out, it takes the weakness away on a metabolic level, and then the body can strengthen. But you got to put the nutrition back in, and you got to watch it and not recongest your system with a bunch of other stuff. So you want to watch the alcohol, you want to watch the tobacco, you want to try to avoid that, and as well as as many prescription drugs as you can, while you strengthen and cleanse your system. And that's what the folks at Apothecary Herbs do. They're kind of the, experts in organ cleansing and immune boosting, because those are the two areas most people need help with, because our healthcare system has undermined those areas so much. So cleanse away the toxicity, put the good nutrition in, and boost the immune system, and you got most internal medicine disease disorders whooped. That's pretty much what I saw when I was in school for this. I saw that clearly. I'm like, man, this is like the world's best kept secret. How come more people don't know about this? Well, there's a reason for that, because herbs can't be copywritten. They can't be patented. That's God. That's God's area. And so it doesn't make anybody enough money. So that's the reason. Again, money answereth all things. That's what God said, and God can't lie. So thepowerherbs.com. And if you do read your scripture, which I hope you do each and every day, because I know if you read it before you go to bed, you'll probably sleep better. And if you get up first thing in the morning, oh, set your day just fine. So try that. It helps, too, a lot of anxiety, depression folks as well. When you get into the Word of God, and He says, trust me. I'm here. Just reach out for me. Just call my name. I'm listening. So just seek the Lord's face. Mind the time, it grows short. And by the way, from Genesis to Revelation, God says herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. I mean, it's all through there. And I mean, you'd have to be, blind not to see it. I mean, even Stevie Wonder could see it. Sorry, but yeah, it's all in there and you can see it and believe it because God spoke it and it is true. All right. I know I'm out of time. Goodness. We'll be back on Thursday, of course. And again, the week after that, empowering you some more. But if you have a health topic you'd like me to include in the show, feel free to drop me an email off the powerherbs.com website or give us a call at Apothecary Herbs at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. It's an educational thing, but once you learn it, it's like, you know, brushing your teeth, tying your shoelaces, so you'll remember. It's not complicated. Actually, it's very liberating. The yoke is light when you learn how to take care of yourself using God's good herbs. That's right. Promises. He promises. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I know, I say that all the time, but I have to. It's one of those things in life, you got to say. And people go out there, you know, do your due diligence. Research your options, right? Research. I'll see you next time. Be well.